All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Early enough, but we both got it right. David ended up being right, but he got 23 clues, so it didn't count.
All right, so you guys ready? Here we go.
I'm
going to give you 20 clues, and you have to guess who am I.
All right.
Here we go. Clue number one.
I got the entire show sick. Mike Sullivan.
That is not true, but I'm sorry that you're feeling under the weather.
Clue number one.
I'm wearing a gray sweater again. Roberto.
Yeah, I am. What's with that?
I have a house full of sick people at home. David.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh, come on. Clue number one. I am a current college basketball coach. Current coach. Clue number two, I was born in New Jersey in the early 1970s.
Huh.
I don't know how old that would make me now. I'm not good at math.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
Clue number three, the team that I coach has appeared in the NCAA tournament 14 times.
14 times since he's been the coach, or 14 times
of all time
in the school's history?
That's allowed.
Don't tell me you guys weren't thinking the same thing.
That's allowed. Clue number four. As a player, I was a two-time NCAA champion.
I'm in.
As a player.
I'm in.
Mike is out.
I knew this one was going to be right up your alley, Mike. I knew this would be.
Mike is out at four.
Hold on. This does not mean I'm right. I'm panicked a little bit based on your performance last week.
I think you took too much Tussin.
Yeah, I got too much sinus medication.
You sure you want to do this?
I've just answered Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead. All right, if you're sure. Here we go.
Listen to me. don't do that to me.
You're chasing the record. I see what you're doing.
All right.
I am.
Yep.
Oof. Clue number five. In 2006, I was inducted into the National Polish American Sports Hall of Fame. Clue number six. It's been said my coaching style is tough and hard-nosed.
That's one of his throwaway clues right there.
It could be anybody.
Yeah, it could be any human being.
Every coach is tough and hard-nosed.
But this was actually said by someone.
Wonderful.
Clue number seven. I gained notoriety as a coach when I got ejected for 2 technical fouls in 15 seconds for arguing with the officials. I had 2 technical fouls in 15 seconds for arguing with the officials.
You're confident, aren't you, Mike?
Not yet.
No.
Mike, honestly, I took a shot. I'm more waiting for the trap door where I go, oh, damn, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of waiting.
Clue number eight. My predecessor was credited for bringing a, quote, basketball atmosphere and level of excitement to the school that had been absent for years. My predecessor put the school on the map in terms of basketball.
This is where I wish I could just leave the room and be surprised when the reveal is, because I hate waiting like this.
Clue number nine. I played in the NBA in the 90s.
All right, I'm good. So far, this could be a total disaster.
Clue number 10, halfway through. I once played in the Goodwill Games. Quite an accomplishment.
I'm out.
David is out at 10.
Wait a minute. How is the Goodwill Games the clue that got out. You?
It wasn't.
Okay. All right.
Calm
all
down.
Right. Take it easy.
Clue number 11.
How am I supposed to get your money now?
Oh, hold on. I'm stupid.
What?
David's having a meltdown.
Oh.
I'm stupid. Nothing.
Dave.
I forgot about one of the clues. I'm wrong.
Mike's out at 4. David's out at 10. Sully's the only one left. Clue number 11.
No.
When I was an NBA player, I signed a shoe contract with a new shoe company called ITZ, which was only sold at Foot Locker locations.
I am so dumb.
Sully may end up being in the best position. Like, I don't know that I'm out. But Sully, if I end up being wrong, Sully's getting the benefit of all the clues because David guessed Oprah Winfrey, so he's out.
I might as well just wait.
Spike Lee.
That's what I'm saying, Mike. This could be to your advantage.
Oh. Clue number 12. I've coached for 4 college teams.
Yeah, I'm the...
Coached for 4 teams. Now, this one should put you over the top. Clue number 13. I appeared in the 1994 feature film Blue Chips. One of Mike's favorite all-time sports movies.
Nick Nolte was excellent in that film.
That was the one that Shaq was in, right?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Here's what I'm thinking, Coach. I'd like $100,000 in the gym bag.
Clue number 14. Maybe this will help Mike out. I am a thoroughbred racehorse owner and breeder.
Huh. I think I got this.
Clue number 15. In 1993, I was almost killed in an automobile accident.
Rack 'em.
Oh!
That's the one. That's the one, Roberto. Oh, and no. Your record lasted a week.
Clue number 16.
Can I leave?
No.
Okay.
I started my coaching career by being an assistant coach to my brother.
Oh, God. Roberto.
Clue number 17, Sully's still out.
Well, there's no point. I might as well just take all the clues, just from a strategy standpoint.
Clue number 17, my team is in the Pac-12 conference.
Yeah, you can take that.
Pac-12 conference. David's throwing things.
David guessed Rolly Massimina. I can't wait to see what he guessed.
Here's one for you, David. This one's just for you. Clue number 18, one of my college teammates was Grant Hill. Clue number 19. No. Clue number 19. James Harden played for the college I coach currently. Come on, Sully, get out at 19.
There's no point. I might as well just wait.
Just for pride.
I don't get any more points.
Let's go.
And clue number 20, last one. On December 22nd, 2018, I led my team to its first ever home win against a number one NCAA ranked team. Who am I?
Whatever.
Sully locking in his guest.
Yep.
Mike out at 4.
I have boogers dripping out of my nose. But I'm going to press on. I have some business to attend to. We'll do the reveal next to see if a new record, one that personally I believe will never be broken, has been set.
Not if I can help it.
Oh! 97.1. Oh! All right, who am I? The reveal. And look, last week a record was set by Sully at 5. I'm making an effort to beat that record at 4.
David, unmute my TriCaster.
What happened?
I was talking to David. Sorry.
I like that Roberto's barking out like video orders, yeah. Yelling at
spinning
David.
Spinning plates.
Right. Just spinning the ones spinning and twos. Them. Now, David.
Well, I have to always listen to the co-host, right?
Roberto, take it away.
All right. So I want to read David's first because I love it so
I'm,
much.
I'm excited to hear it.
So
David guessed,
got out at 10.
His guess, Ted Kennedy.
No, worse. David got out at 10, even though I gave him the clue at number 5 that I was inducted into the National Polish American Sports Hall of Fame.
He guessed David, Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, David went with Anthony Hardaway.
I completely ignored the clue.
Come on.
I ignored the clue. The point of the clues is to help you, and I just ignored one of them.
David's guess, Malcolm X.
But he was in Blue Chips. He was born the same year.
Let me ask you a question. On the odd chance that, like, what percentage do you give that Anthony Hardaway is Polish?
No, I ignored it until after I put in my clue, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, I am such an idiot.
Anthony Hardaway's got the same. Forget it. I could. Every joke would just be hurtful at this point. I'll stay away from it. David got it wrong.
Well, unfortunately, Sully took all 20 clues before he wrote down an answer. So I'm not going to give him too much credit on this, but he did get the right answer.
It's your strategy, Roberto. Why wouldn't I wait?
Well, I'll tell you why. Kill the timpanis. Kill them. I'll tell you why. We have come up with a groundbreaking addendum to Who Am I?
Okay.
If you guess on the first clue, you get 20 points. Second clue, 19.
Yeah, I would love to do it
Third
like that.
Third clue, 18. Yep. If you wait to 20, right. You only get one.
No, I would love
19-2, 18-3, et cetera. It gives you incentive to go earlier.
No doubt.
And then we do a monthly total.
That sounds good. I would love something like that.
Each
that
month,
sounds great.
A new winner. Okay.
All right.
Now carry on if you want
to. No, but I'm saying under the current rules, there's no point to. But if it's something like that, for sure.
Leave it to me to better a game.
But yeah, Sully was right, and he did guess Bobby Hurley was the correct answer. Now, in an unprecedented display.
This will never be topped.
Out at number 4, beating Sully's previous record last week of getting out at number 5.
Yeah.
Mike got out with only 4 clues. And he guessed correctly, Bobby Hurley. Unbelievable.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
What percent chance confident were you when you clocked in?
50.
Really?
When he did former player, born in the 70s, born in Jersey, and then what was it? What was clue number 4?
But I never said that he was an NBA player yet.
No, former
you didn't
college
need that,
player.
Right. You didn't even need that.
Right, because you know, like, college player, born in the 70s, born in Jersey, and what was number 4?
The team I coach for has appeared in 14 tournaments.
I took the shot because it sounded about right for Arizona State. Once he got to 2-time champion and all that jazz, well, then I thought I was made. He did the thoroughbred thing. I really thought I was made. I'm not sure if he's still into it, but I knew at one time he was. Now, what sealed it was when he almost died with the Sacramento Kings, and I go, oh, I'm made. I'm good. But, Mike, I was trying to break your record just to bust your chops.
Yeah, no, it was nice to
done. You took the chance. Yeah, you rolled the dice.
But I think under our new points format, this could be, well, it won't be very good for David because you have to get him right to get me points.
Anthony Hardaway!
I just love the fact that you said, I'm a member of the Polish-American Hall of Fame. David goes with Anthony Hardaway.
And now, does anyone, I mentioned that shoe company, ITZ. Does anyone remember that?
That was no help to me.
I don't even remember that.
No help to me. It didn't. It
was
didn't.
Called In the Zone.
Well, and you know what it's called now?
Out of business.
Out of business. It was only sold at select Chess King locations. ITZ.
Yeah, you didn't want the Bobby Hurley model.
Sorry, never heard of him. Never heard of him. Well, clearly I enjoyed this week. But no, I thought that was a good one.
Thank you. Of course.
Sully's very angry. This is very
the bad. People demand the best,
no,
and that's what they
I'm
will get.
No, I'm excited about the new rule changes. I think that sounds really good.
Yeah, we will start keeping a tally. Let's get the spreadsheet set up today so that we have our overall scores
a number of
in
guesses.
The system.
Somebody guessed Shaka Smart. Does a guy named Shaka Smart sound Polish?
I don't
know. Anthony Hardaway does.
Greg Popovich? Chris Mullen?
No.
Steve Alford? Wow.
Yeah, some of the guesses are all over the place.
Ooh-wee. the people all over the place. All right, here's what I want to do. I'm going to do some of these ticket texts. I got to get more to people. We have updates on the Antonio Brown stuff that we'll get to. David has got a really interesting story he wants to talk about, and I agree with him. The case of Jalen Ferguson, who is now uninvited from the combine. Get into that as well. Ticket texts. I believe Bogey said on the air he showed up sick yesterday. He got Mike sick. It's possible. I think next season Stafford will beat Bobby Lane as the QB with the longest career with the Lions. Guys, love the show. It's just frustrating talking about the Lions. Draft Murray or Haskins and trade for AB. They're not doing either of those, unfortunately. Thank you for talking about this. I'm angry. The Lions never do anything right. We deserve better. Wish I could call in. Well, you'll have your chance. We'll be here till 6. Let's stay timely. I want to come back, reset the AB thing. We got a couple of calls. I want to make sure we get to them. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.